I really wish that I'd known what I do now, say 30, 40 years ago. I believe that people could be changed so desperately. What God revealed today is beyond, and it's getting greater and greater and greater. But the Lord really visited my heart a very special way. He told me to go walking. And from now on, I'm going to have to find me some clothes suitable to walk every day, because the Lord wants me to walk rain, snow, whatever. And he's been, this morning, he let me come against the elements. Three times the wind was blowing. I said, the name of Jesus. It took two times for once. The wind stopped. Three times. And he told me that he can't, these housing situations are evil, so evil, he don't even want to get, can't get around them. And he said that there's really problems. And told me a lot of things about the pastors. It wasn't good. You know, they just, actually their whole tactics is totally wrong. When they read the Bible, what they forgot to do is receive what they took in. But they wasn't as great as they are. People of mighty show their spiritual wings. They had to get out and bring the Bible into a realm of debates. Who knows so much about it and all this, but none of them even thought about acting on it. They don't act upon what they have. And the Lord says they don't even need to know what they're knowing, because they're beyond right standard. They're stupid. They're all men ignorance. If they just read the Word of God and take it like a normal person should, just read it and you react on that Word. But they don't do that. They don't do what the Word says. The Bible says, be holy even as I am holy. Come out from among and be separate. God's thousands of points. They've never even touched it. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Haven't touched it. Come unto me, all ye that were in heaven laden, and I shall give you rest. They don't even know that. They're bringing in philosophies is as religion. And I guarantee you, God's not in it. Many churches, you know, you can say, well, they're all alike. Yeah, they're all alike, because he's not in there. If he's in there, he should be moving. And we know, can't believe that, well, we might as well shut it up too. He wants to do it. People's lives are at stake. He really wants to move. He wants to, he's wanted a revival 50 years ago. But man has not wanted it. Man didn't want, because man wanted their freedom doing what they're doing. If they could push God around and say, well, I'm going to make myself to heaven, and I'm going to have me a livelihood up here upon earth. It's going to be just glorious. I'm going to be a praise of all men around, because they know that I'm not supposed to not cheat. I'm not supposed to lie. I'm not supposed to steal. I'm not supposed to do all these things. And yet, it's a known fact, don't rent your house to a pastor. He'll tear it up. I've seen this time and time again. I've known this for many years. People, many of them are not responsible. Sad to say, this is terrible. God needs a holy people. He needs a righteous people. He needs a people to grow up and not go around and think, well, I've got the shiniest church in town. And that's just their ego trip. But God is very offended the way us people act toward him. We go around and say, oh, all is well. I'm going to heaven. All our songs are wrote that way. Going to go to heaven by and by. Oh, I mean, they really get sapped up. They get all shaken up. And they just get on my way to heaven, on my way. And you can just, thinking about heaven just makes you happy. But the bottom line is, you got to have something to go there. You just can't sing about it. You can't preach about it. You got to have something. You can't have a school about it. You got to have something. Because his spirit is, there is positive liberty. And if the spirit is in you, like God showed me this morning, you can even change the elements. I seen it happen. Wind stopped three times. And the wind was blowing hard. And God is real. I'm not lying. God zapped me over. One time I had to say it twice. The glory of God's here to uplift us, to encourage us. And where's mortal man? Man's far. And they think they have the answer. And anybody starts living for God, oh, you dear, we feel so sorry for you. You know, you're so illiterate. They're not his equals. They think that there's no understanding. But the Bible tells me he chooses those type of people to be the milestones of God's people. He sees them as chosen epistles, as chosen apostles. He's chosen the little ones because they don't have no might. He increases strength. And he sees that they don't have no spirit, so he gives them a spirit. These others have their own spirit, and God cannot do it. They get offended if anything comes against them. They get offended if they don't have the first letter, chucking that count is not right to the decimal. This is God's church here. You know, you got to really pay your tithes here. You got to really come in, you know, because we've really got something going here. This is sinful because you're advertising the world. You couldn't get by with it. You can't get by with advertising something. That's what it's not. It's false advertising. And that's what man has done. They false advertise what God has. They have given false reasons for serving God. When God says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I'll love you. And when we come to the Lord, we should love him. That's when we're coming to the Lord. We shouldn't be coerced or victimized or said, oh, you need to come to God because, you know, God's up here with a big axe and he's going to chop your head off if you don't come into church. No, God wants you to love him. We love the Father because Jesus, because in our heart, we take the example of God's victory, his glorious power, the atonement of sin, that God gave his special son, Jesus, that Jesus could come down this world and arrest the powers of God, arrest the territory that the enemy had won taken over. And the church blessed the churches. You could, 2,000 years ago, if you had stayed strong, there had been a mighty revolution of God's Spirit upon the whole earth. And there would change the laws that's in the universe. Because now we have what such slackness. The church has got down to such a low step that man has produced the kingdom in his own might. And God sees it very powerfully. That's why the Holy Ghost was meant to come there in the book of Acts. It was meant that he would start the church, and the church would even grow deeper than that. That was just a launching. That was just a step on place, and that was a place that the church could be erected by God's Spirit. But God's people are very laxed. God's people are very partial. And we see most of all God's people have two standards. They have a standard of going to church. They have a standard of when they go around the boys, when they go around their friends. They have two standards they work at. But God says you cannot have double standards. You've got to have a singleness of heart by the Spirit of God, that you might have an overflow of God's glory upon you, that you might direct his power to where it's needed to be sent by the Father, not by individuals, by the Father, the direction of the Father. It's dispersed by his incorporation. He understands all things. Why do we have to think we're so holy that we want to separate from him? And we're separating from him. Anytime we separate from the Holy Ghost, we're unhooking from God. He's part of God. You can't just close the door on him and not close the door on God. People are very illiterate. Yes, they are. You smartest ones are, because you're leaning on your own understanding. But the Bible tells me we're not leaning on our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, that's a basic truth. And the world the church don't know it. They don't know it. They think that we got to get out here and great seminars and great, we got to get up here and stand and have great high pulpits and great stained windows and have all these wonderful things and have the attire. Our dress is so proper. Oh, we have so much charisma, and we have so much kibosh. That's from the enemy. We need to exalt our Heavenly Father. We don't need so many sanctuaries as we need places to come to seek our God, to call upon him. Stained windows are fine, but who is for? It's for us. We, most people, it's for them. They say it's for him. The Lord this morning showed me that's what the whole world thinks, the same thing as people do about having the stained window. We're going to have a place here, and we'll show God our love because we'll dump over money into our church. We'll have, but they're not helping. They're not moving the way that God wishes them to move. They're not doing what he's already told them to do. Simply, in the world way, if you went out here as a contractor and contracted like they'd contracted, you'd be shut off about the first day. You'd be sued because you're not keeping your end of the bargain. But that's the way the churches have done. They're giving out something, and there's no retirement. There's no benefits. Their benefits come from themselves. But I guarantee you there's not one of them can make themselves perfect unto God. They're not perfect. One of them can make themselves stay out of hell. There's only one that can send them there, and that God is God above. He is holy. He is righteous. He loves us so mighty. And as I was driving home over this afternoon, I felt that how the Lord was showing me that how we love to be parts of people sometimes, and how when they don't want anything to do with it, they shut us off a little bit. But that's why we do God only worse. They sometimes shut us off that way because we're where we are with him, but he gets shut off totally. He's the one to be our guidance. He was a director. We cannot get together. Look at the children of Israel. He brought them out of Egypt, was going to take them to the promised land. So what they do, they just murmured and they complained. And so he said, okay, another trip around. And they never got to go in at all. That's what we do. Another trip around. Oh, another trip around. We're gonna get it all together. I know this sounds like sarcasm here today, but God has been hurt. God is offended by the way we're acting. We've never thought about growing up. We've never thought about taking heed the word of God. In Hebrews it says, take heed the word of God, lest any time ye should let them slip. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. We're not doing those things. We're not practicing what we read. Yet we go down and have great seminars, how to do this, how to do that. And we say, oh, then God's really in it. God has blessed a few people, but he wished to bless more. He wouldn't wish to bless by his Spirit. It's only his grace. Every good and perfect gift, he blesses those who are not even doing right. Many of you churches are being blessed by God. Yes, you are. But you're not where you should be with him. I'll guarantee you that's correct. You're not where you should be with him. We need to have the Lord's Day every day of our life. Yes, and tomorrow, every day of the week, that we set that aside, but also every day of our week, even not just month Sundays, but we're living in the presence of our God. We're living as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto him, which is only our reasonable service. It's only our reasonable service. And it says, be not conformed this world. We're conformed this world. Everybody is so conformed this world. Everybody has the same colored houses. They get all the same color because they want to please one another. The Bible says, walk worthy in the law of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Yes, but that's not the way of going out here and showing yourself smarter than someone else, because the Bible plainly says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit of God brings forth life. There's something about we can be so dogmatic in things that we don't have that unique spirit. And God wishes us to, wherever we go day by day, if we have to live in the gutter, we can have his Spirit. If we live in the temple, we can have his Spirit. The Spirit of God, that's the number one priority in our life, that we have the fullness of God's Spirit alive within us, that we're written and moved upon by God's Holy Spirit. And he can direct us, he can guide us, he can deliver us, he can uplift us in the holy places, he can walk, and we can walk in his presence. The Bible says, in his presence is fullness of joy. In his right hand, pleasures evermore. And there's a lot of people who would like this to happen, but you can't, won't happen. I'll guarantee you, I'm not a wet blanket, but I know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You can't have it unless you go God's way. God says, come out from among them, be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And when you go around here and compromise with your brothers that don't believe and don't move in the Spirit, when you go to this one and they think there's nothing to the Spirit of God, you need to come out from among them. The Bible tells me, from them such one, turn away from. We're to turn away from those. And you said, well, it's okay. But I'll say to this young man, young woman, old man, old woman, whoever you are, it's not okay. It's not okay. God says he wants a peculiar people. He wants a zealot. And that peculiar means you're not like the world. The Bible said the love of the world is, we can't have that love of the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in them. We practice to do right. And this is one of the things that God spoke to me so vividly, and I couldn't remember right now. We practice as Christians to do the word of God. We practice our messages. We practice what we're going to do. God wishes you not practice on him, but you'd be motivated by his Spirit. You would have that personal touch. You wouldn't practice to do anything. You would do everything as you do as unto the Lord. You wouldn't have to practice things to get it right, because it would be, God would ordain it from the very foundation. It would be right. You go out here and pour new monuments because you got to burn the other one down. You do this day and day and day because your first love is losing. So you got to burn that old thing, trash it down. You see, recognize that too, people. You recognize that your old former things, your habits, they decay, but you're decaying with it. The things that live for God, the things of the Lord shall live forever and ever and ever. And there's pleasures evermore in the Spirit of God. And then God gives you power over the elements. He gives you power over death, grave, and hell. He gives you liberty that only a child of God can have. And out there, you're trying to invent things that's not from the Spirit of God. You just need to practice what the Word says. Act on it in your own mentality. You don't need it out here to have some new prophetic Bible to understand the Word of God. Because you'll grow into those. The Holy Spirit will help you understand the Word of God. You don't need no man's interpretation. You need the interpretation of the Holy Ghost. If you can't come into that, you're not where you should be with God. I guarantee you, God wants us to have an encounter with Him. I know some out there, you should be listening to what's been said here today. But if you hear it, you're going to turn it off too because you don't agree with this. But I'll guarantee you, it's right from heaven. And you're going to agree with it when you find yourself in hell, when you're down there debating down there. Why did I get down this? Oh, it was his fault. No, it's my, it's your fault. It's our, whoever's fault when you get there because God has plainly made a way that you could escape these pitfalls that's going to come your way. That God would touch you with his mighty hand. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that Jesus, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish. God doesn't want one to perish. God doesn't want one to come without his eternal life. God has no way fulfillment for the backslider. He has nothing for them because he has no provisions for them. He has no provision for those who cannot accept holy. He has no provision for those who accept the gift of Jesus Christ. And also he has no provision for those who will not accept the Holy Spirit from heaven. Because that is the Holy Ghost is his Spirit. And where his Spirit is, there is liberty. And God is a just God, just a wonderful God. And God is very fair in all ways, very honest, very truthful. But you can't go against God all the time and get his best in your life. And when we go out here and teach such trash, you might say, well, that's not trash. No, you're leaving out the Spirit of God. And if you lose a member of your church because you're not teaching the truth, then it's trash. If you lose a member, one member, your whole congregation is trash. You should speak wholesome words by the Spirit, directly, day by day, in His strength. His Word edifies. And the church world this needs edification. The churches need to be edified. The edification of God's Spirit upon you, that blesses you, that pioneers a new way in each new heart. And we're all alienated from God when we come to Him. But the process of the time, it should have been from about 18-something back there in those times, and people should have been hearing this message that I'm having to speak today. God wants to justify his people. He wants to lift them up. He wants to encourage them. And the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Yes, all these are false, but that Bible is truly a lifeline toward heaven. And I'm not dumb, I hear things. Now, if you get my Bible, you know, I will give you the right interpretation. You hear these things. No, the Holy Spirit is the interpretation. You know, sometimes you can read the Bible through real 3 or 4 times, or 10 times, 50 times. But the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost will give you different meanings as you grow. The first time through, you're not capable of understanding. So you're a child. And the Lord showed me today, if I can remember, but a child, you don't have what you're doing out here. You're putting material through. The material you're putting through into your churches is like for a college graduate. And these babies are coming through here and they can't receive it because it's material that's no good for them. But God's material fits them from the time, from infancy in the time that they pass over the other side. When they get gray in the things on their head, when their hair gets few on the top of your head, at that time, you're still teachable. God has you as a child, still in His, because you are forever, I don't care who you are, you'll always be His child if you're where you should be with Him. You'll never know more than a child. Be ye followers of God as dear children. Every one of us upon this planet Earth are children of God. And God has it that way. He ordains, whether you want to believe it or not, God ordains the pastors. He ordains the apostles. He ordains the evangelists. And yes, he's got some more too. He ordains the apostles and the prophets. And he ordains the helps. And all these are ordained by the same Spirit. The same Spirit lifts us up. The same one that lifted up Jesus. That same Spirit is the author. He is the point from departing from the, it's, he is the pivot point on all these areas. He performs all these, and without the Holy Ghost in your church is dead. You may have a lot of choir practices. You might have a lot of practicing, but you don't have the real thing. I'll tell you, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's power. There's no question when God says he's there. He sets the captive free. I was thinking about what happened in the rescue mission. God moves mightily. And the Lord spoke to my heart, it can't happen in churches. It cannot happen because they guard these rich situations. They won't let those little ones come down and be prayed for. They don't pray for anyway. Many of God's churches, God showed me, don't even start with prayer. They don't have prayer. They don't exercise in prayer. It's just for the young people. It's for those who have not come to the great height they are, because they don't need prayer no more. They're beyond prayer warriors. They're sanctification, and their word of God is, because they have read it, is beyond any man's understanding. But I'm saying, whoever you are, you always grow in the Lord. You always grow in the Lord, because God is mighty. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of glory. All these other religions, Buddhas, and all these Mohammed, all these things that we sort of have troubles. But the Lord spoke to me the day, our Pentecostal churches are basically the same thing. Many of our churches in America, the same thing, because you've lost the power of God. You're working on only the grace that God's given you. Truly, your church is working on grace. It's like the fumes. When your gas tank's already empty, you're just moving down still a little bit on the fumes. And that's where the churches are. But very shortly, you're going to see something, erosion, that's going to take place. The deterioration of hearts, because they've been so beyond description, so multitudes in the valley of sin. You're going to see a great time of troubles that's going to hit this planet Earth. You're going to see troubles. And if you'll stay and listen at the weather programs now, says the Spirit of God, you'll see that great whoredoms of things are happening. The state of abortion is going through troubles right now, this very moment. They're having another rainstorm, and they've been flooded out, and they've been moved upon, and their power lines are down. And this is just a little bit about what's going to happen upon this earth. It's going to be perplexities coming. It's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be divers pointed. Sir, you need to get right, because God's coming back through the clouds of glory. He's coming back very soon. He's coming for the relief. He's coming there. You may think you don't believe God, but I'll tell you, you'll believe when you stand before God's presence. Your character will melt. You need to know him now to make it then. And Luke tells about that on that day when you will be able to stand before the Lord. Many, many, many will not be able to stand before the Lord. I guarantee you, God has shown me many, many, many. Relax. We need the holiness. We need rejuvenation. Well, we need the revival. I've known it for years. It's just taking what you had and act on it. Well, let's have a revival. God don't want to act for what you already have. He won't go out here and take a field and plant the thing 10 times. No, you go with the original crop, because it's the right amount for that total yielding. For that, there's not room for all the rest of it. And we keep adding and adding weight to our experience, to where you're burdened down with things, because they're not by the Spirit. You're burdened down the plagues of books, Jabez, and all these things that we count so dear. But God is the reason. God is in the business of holiness. God is the temple. In his presence there's fullness of joy. Right hand, pleasure nevermore. God is the way. He's the truth and life. There is no other way. He's coming soon. He's coming for the redeemed. He's coming for those who have made themselves white, holy, a spotless bride without blemish, spot or blemish. The word of God, Ephesians, says that we're having a church without spot or blemish, without guarantee. The churches today have a lot of spots. They have a lot of blemishes. That lets me know, if that's true, then Jesus can't take them. They're rejects. If any of you ever worked on things, when it's a reject, it's cast off. It's a hindrance, because it takes up space. We find ourselves in the Word. We're taking up space upon this world, and we're fruitless. We say we know Jesus, but we have no power. We have no effect what's taking place in our hearts, what's happening in this world. We don't think about the Lord coming. We're too busy thinking about Christmas. We're thinking so much about our families and our friends, what they're going to have and what they're going to wear, or what we're going to have. We're going to have turkey. We're going to have. Main thing is to know God. But God sees us as children, and He really realizes what we really want. Many of us, we say, well, I want the Lord, but really, truly, there's parts of it back here that's still the enemy. We give Him the form of godliness. We deny the power thereof. From such turn away, we don't want to give Him our all. We don't want to give Him our very best. We reserve that for, oh, for brothers, sisters, choose. We've got to give them that, but this I'm going to hold back. God says we're casting all our cares upon Him. We need to give Him our everything, our best. Lay at the feet of Jesus, whom the Son set free is free indeed. God's paid in full that we might have an inheritance that fades not away. God has paid the ransom of His dear Son. He paid a life to see His Son die upon that cruel cross. And yet yours and my sins broke His spirit. He cried. His whole being was full of water because that was, He sobbed for our sins. He cared for us. And those He cared for, He set you free. And that we might be a particles of God's glory. That He will pick us up in the remainder days. And wherever our particles are upon this earth, He's going to bring us back in just a second. And all of our joys come together. What a day it's going to be. And it's very short to that time. He's coming soon. We need to be very diligent, very sober. We need to try to be righteous. And I know probably this, no people won't even want to hear this no longer, but God's coming back. He's coming. Have you made yourself ready? Jesus is coming. The main thing is not sure who's going to get Aunt Susie's what present. The main thing is our hearts, are they right with God? God may come before this year is gone. The Lord may come. Who will step out to God? God will bless you. But those that sit back, for they are, I have great doubts, great fears. We need to realize that God is not moving in the way that we predicted. We thought that our wonderful churches could be, but God wanted the Spirit to be in those churches. God wanted our pastors to walk in the Spirit, that they no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. But they preached against the Spirit. Our boards have made sure that our pastors have kept that. They honor that, but they would not preach anything that was very decisive. Not anything that's very hard for the ears to hear. Just have a good little party when you come to church, and that's what we all want. And we'll all go home. We'll go down to McDonald's or wherever we go and have our Sunday dinner. We'll just josh together. We'll just have good fun together. And then maybe we might come back Sunday evening, but if not, we'll see you sometime through the week. And you know, God understands. He understands where you are. But God is not always slack concerning His promises. God is long-suffering. I see the clouds right before my eyes now. God, I see the clouds of, He's coming down in the mighty heavens. His clouds are beyond America. His clouds. And this nation, if we're not careful, it's going to be a cloud of smoke. It's going to be a place of despair. And I tell you, we need to get it right. We need to get it right. We need to get a call upon it. We need to have pray. You need to do like Nineveh. Pray that you might be saved. The hour cometh when no man can work. And that hour is very short. We see great extensions on churches, great enlargements of their places where they come. We see people bury where they all been. Everything they have is in their church. The Lord showed me again this day. Everything that most all you dear people have, the only thing that you have is in your church. What if God would allow those church guns to come be snuffed out this night? You'd be without hope tomorrow morning. You'd be crying to God, despair, because God had taken your building. But your building will become your image, your idol. The Bible says, seek Him first and all these other things shall be added. We have made literally our churches as be over God. Our churches take first eminence, preeminence. They take first attention. If it's all right with the church, then it's all right. If it's not all right with the church, they go by it. If anybody gets out of kilter with the church, they're processed as someone that's not received, disobedient. But God says, we must come out from among this world. We must be separate. God says we must do that. He doesn't say anything about the churches, very little. He says, be separate. Know ye that I am the Lord thy God, shall help you, I'll bless you. But we don't like those things. We learn how to build churches. As a proven fact, the church doesn't have very much power in this hour. Churches are full of people that's gone to prison. Many, many, many have gone to prison for lust, for all kinds of terrible deeds. So the church is not the answer. God's the answer. He will not let you go. But we got to quit. I'm just so heavy what he showed me this morning. And I'm going to walk with him tomorrow morning. I'm going to walk with him every morning. He's going to show me more and more and more. We need to take heed that he is coming. God is not stupid. God knows all. He's the highest order of intelligence. He is beyond any imagination. He is above than anything that we can even comprehend. He knows everything. He is everything. We're just so, should be so happy realizing that he picked us to live in this heaven. But what do we do without picking? We live loosely. We live not righteously. We live in undecided methods. We argue. We lament. We question. When a person really has a move of God, we question it. We say, oh, that cannot be from God. We're questioning God's works. God's works are not to be tested. God's works are powerful. We're to have faith in God and his work. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. And if we're free, then we should have no question. Revivals get you where you should be in God. And yes, we need a revival, but the revival is not knowing the word. The revival is living what you have. Thank you. God is real. God's here to set you free. We just pray for God. I love you people out there. You may not think that, but I really do. And God loves you so tremendously. But it just broke my heart today when the Lord really showed me all this stuff. God sees you. He sees us. He cares for us. But he's not going to keep dealing with us. Our time's about over. Israel is in a place when there's going to be a battle's going to come there. But before that battle takes place, something has to happen. America and a lot of these countries that we have so loved the Lord, we're going to either be in heaven or we're going to be here for a great problem. One way or the other. If you stand on what you have, praise ye the Lord. God bless you. But what if you're wrong? What if you cannot stand on what you have? Maybe that one who's been teaching these things has been teaching you some things that's not really truthful. Because God says he's going to have a peculiar people. He's going to have a holy people. I'm going to quit. God bless you forevermore. And I pray that God will meet your need, come into your hearts in a very special way. I pray that God will promote you. I don't want to see no one in America, this America, this day, to miss out on heaven. I don't want anyone hearing me all over the world. You can make it. You can make it. Call upon God. And he will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. That's in his word too. Jeremiah 3:3:3, call on me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not, the trial we're having, as we haven't called upon God. We're going our own eager ways, and our eager ways will not take us. Our ways are not, no power within ourselves. Our power is in the Holy One that so loves us. Pray that God will bless you all in a mighty way, and we thank you in the marvelous name of Jesus. Amen.